are celebrating today the solemnity of the ascension of the Lord into heaven, 40 days following his resurrection and 10 days before the celebration of Pentecost and the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles to mark the foundation and the beginning of the church. Today then really marks a transition from one phase of revelation to another. There really are three different phases that we can discern from sacred scripture of God's revelation to his people. The Old Testament, which is of course marked by the law, the prophets, and the wisdom literature, is really the introductory phase of God's revelation, all of which is a prefiguration and pointing toward the coming of Jesus Christ, who at the Annunciation marks the second phase, which is precisely the fullness of revelation, that in Jesus, who is the perfect image of the Father, in him we see God the Father, and we recognize and see that God truly is love through the life of Jesus Christ and his mission of salvation that he won for us. Ascension then marks the transition to the third phase, which really can be described as kind of the era of the church or of the Holy Spirit. And it's not marked by any new revelation, because that has already been given in its fullest in Jesus, who is the perfect word of the Father, and therefore nothing more can be said than what Jesus revealed. But it's going to mark a new era in the sense that the presence of Jesus Christ is going to be perceived and lived and experienced by his followers in a unique and new way, and also in the way that the faith and revelation is being transmitted from one generation to the next. And the key to this new era really then is going to be the sending of the Holy Spirit. Jesus even went so far as to tell his apostles, "It will be better for you if I go, because when I go, the Father and I will send the Spirit." And today too, we can see at the conclusion of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus' pledge, "I will be with you always, even until the end of time." And there you can imagine immediately prior to Jesus departing to go to heaven, the apostles, you couldn't blame them for wondering, "Well, wait a second here, you said you'd be with us always, and now a minute later you're gone, ascending to the Father." But it's precisely going to be through the power of the Holy Spirit that the presence of Jesus Christ is going to be perpetuated and continued in the world wherever the church is, to all people at all times in all ages. So the Holy Spirit really is the key to this perpetuation of the presence of Jesus. If we were to consider more precisely, what is the mission of the Holy Spirit in our life and in the work of salvation? The answer very succinctly would be to make Jesus Christ present. The first place where we see this in sacred scripture is really in the Annunciation. When the angel Gabriel announces to Mary that she is to become the mother of the Redeemer, scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit overshadows Mary, and in the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ becomes present in the womb of Mary. And this then really is going to mark the essence of the mission of the Holy Spirit, to make Jesus Christ present. Similarly, at Pentecost, in the formation of the church, St. Paul tells us in the second reading, the church is the body of Christ, and therefore it is in the power of the Holy Spirit that the disciples are formed in to be the body of Christ underneath the one head, Jesus Christ. And as instruments of the church, every single sacrament is really a perpetuation of the presence and the one ministry of Jesus Christ to the people of today, which is granted through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that really is the great gift of each sacrament. It is a continuation to allow people to have access to the ministry of Jesus in all places and all times, wherever the church is present. Whereas 2,000 years ago, if you were not physically living in the Holy Land, you would not have had a chance to meet Jesus and to encounter him and his ministry. Today, through the power of the Holy Spirit, it is possible for people to encounter the ministry of the one Lord Jesus and his priesthood wherever they are. And so each sacrament really is this perpetuation of the gift of the presence of Jesus in the life of the faithful. The sacrament of baptism is precisely an initiation into the life of Jesus Christ. It's a rebirth, a new life into Jesus. The sacrament of the Holy Eucharist is a sacrament of communion and transformation, to be at one with the presence of the Lord and to allow Him to continue to transform our lives to become more and more like Him. The sacrament of confirmation is the sacrament by which we are strengthened to participate in the one mission of Jesus Christ. The sacrament of confession is an encounter with the healing and mercy of Jesus, much like He exhibited and gave to people 2,000 years ago, and He continues today through the sacrament of confession. The sacrament of the anointing of the sick is an encounter with the healing and ministry of hope of Jesus. But the primary effect of that sacrament really is to encounter the hope of Jesus Christ and to believe in faith and hope that we are heading towards salvation in Him. And finally, the last two sacraments are the so-called vocational sacraments of marriage, which is precisely meant to be a sign of the love that Christ has for His church, and of holy orders, which is a participation in the ordained ministry of Jesus Christ that He confers through the laying on of hands to the apostles and down to the priests of today. But it really is God's master plan, brilliant plan, of continuing this ministry of Jesus in the presence of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to all people at all ages. And that truly is the great gift that we encounter in every single sacrament. Just to highlight this connection and this work of the Holy Spirit even more, and this presence of Jesus in our life, it is also worth considering deeply what happens precisely at every Mass. It's very interesting, in the second Eucharistic prayer, at the epiclesis, or the so-called descent of the Holy Spirit, immediately leading to that, the prayer says, "Let your Spirit come upon these gifts like the dewfall." And you see the priest placing his hands over the gifts as a visible sign or symbol of the invisible descent of the Holy Spirit upon these gifts. But that image of dewfall is a striking one, because with the dewfall, you cannot see the rain condensing to the ground or the water condensing to the ground. You wake up in the morning and the ground is wet. So you don't see the process of how it's happening, but the effect and the tangible wetness of the ground is something that you very much can perceive. And similarly, at every Mass, you don't, or we don't, get to see the Holy Spirit descending in any way. We see visible signs of it, but we don't see the Holy Spirit Himself descending. But the effects to know in faith that Christ has become present on the altar and that He is the one that we are receiving is something that we are meant to experience tangibly in our life. And this too is going to be very significant in Mass, that the presence of Jesus goes from being something exterior to us on the altar to, in receiving Him in Holy Communion, that presence becomes something interior to us. And what it means is, when we leave the church, having received the Holy Eucharist, we don't leave the church by ourselves. We leave the church with Jesus, and we too then are called to be His ambassadors and representatives out to the world. And this is what is marking this new phase in the transmission of God's revelation, that He has given us the privilege and the power in Jesus Christ to receive the presence of the Lord and then to go out and to be His ambassadors in the world. And this then is going to mark kind of the two phases of what Holy Communion and the presence of Christ is doing for us as connected to today's Feast of the Ascension. First, in receiving the Lord and this interior presence into us, we are called to become more and more like Him. And as the Lord ascended to the goal of heaven at the right hand of His Father, in receiving Jesus and becoming more like Him, we too then are marked on our journey to be conformed to Christ, so that one day we too can share fully in the life of the Blessed Trinity in heaven. And secondly, that in receiving Jesus, we then become His ambassadors and representatives to share His message to the world, and really to try to be the hands and the mouth of Jesus in the world that lives today, which is an awesome privilege and a terrifying responsibility all at one and the same time. But this really is what we are celebrating today in this Feast of the Ascension of the Lord, the marking of a new phase in the plan of God of salvation, whereby the Holy Spirit is being prepared to be sent upon us so that the presence of Christ can be perpetuated to the world of today in all times and all places through the ministry of the church, in particular through the sacraments, and that as these sacraments have an effect on our lives and the presence of Jesus becomes something interior to us, we then go out and become his ambassadors and representatives to become agents and instruments of salvation in the lives of one another. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward on this great solemnity of the Ascension, let us truly pray that the presence of Jesus would be something that we would truly experience and encounter in our lives, and that in our experiential encounter with Jesus, that we would truly strive to become more and more like him so that we can be his representatives and ambassadors to all those we meet. Amen.